Imagine discovering that your company's org chart is secretly determining the structure of your software systems, regardless of your technical intentions. This is Conway's Law in action, a principle so powerful it can make or break your digital transformation efforts. When Adidas restructured from outsourced development to product-oriented teams, they achieved a remarkable 60-fold increase in release frequency. They understood something fundamental. If you want microservices architecture with independent components, you must first organize your teams to match this pattern. Conway's Law works both ways. If your organization consists of separate front-end, back-end, and database teams, you'll inevitably end up with three separate applications sharing a database, regardless of your architectural diagrams. This transforms organizational design from an HR exercise into a strategic technical activity. As Ruth Milan puts it, if the architecture of the system and the architecture of the organization are at odds, the architecture of the organization wins. Perhaps most counterintuitively, Conway's Law tells us that not all communication is beneficial. When teams that shouldn't need to talk, based on your desired architecture, are constantly communicating, it signals a problem, perhaps inadequate APIs or missing components. The most powerful application is the reverse Conway maneuver, deliberately designing team structures to encourage the desired system architecture. Modern software development has shifted from individual heroics to team-based delivery. Today's complex systems require effective teams, with research confirming cohesive teams outperform individual contributors on knowledge-rich tasks. Even General Stanley McChrystal observed the best teams coalesce into a single organism. Effective teams are small, 5 to 9 people, stable groups working toward shared goals, a size limit aligned with Dunbar's number on group trust. Teams need 2 to 3 months to form properly, making stability essential. The modern approach inverts traditional staffing by moving work to established teams rather than moving people to work. Cognitive load remains the most overlooked aspect of team effectiveness. Teams have a maximum cognitive capacity, and exceeding it causes fragmentation. Organizations must balance 3 cognitive load types: intrinsic, task complexity; extraneous, environmental friction; and germane, value-creating work, minimizing the first two while maximizing space for the third. Most organizations create specialized groups for every new technology or function. Team Topologies simplifies this by identifying just 4 fundamental team types. Stream-aligned teams form the organization's backbone, aligned to a single, valuable workflow. They deliver customer value quickly and independently without handoffs. Amazon's 2 pizza teams exemplify this approach. Independent service teams that develop and operate their own services following the "you build it, you run it" principle. Enabling teams bridge capability gaps in stream-aligned teams through specialized expertise. They collaborate to understand problems and build capabilities, creating temporary rather than permanent dependencies. Complicated subsystem teams handle components requiring deep specialist knowledge. They reduce cognitive load for stream-aligned teams working with complex elements like video codecs or financial algorithms. Platform teams enable stream-aligned teams' autonomy by providing internal services that reduce cognitive load. These services must be self-service with excellent developer experience, reliable, usable, and fit for purpose. Software boundaries should match team cognitive load. Every system part should be team-sized and owned by one team. When cognitive load exceeds capacity, quality and delivery speed suffer. Finding natural fracture planes allows clean splitting of software. Business domain boundaries typically provide the most natural divisions, though alternatives include regulatory requirements, change cadence, team location, risk profiles, performance needs, and user persona distinctions. Even with well-defined teams and boundaries, organizations struggle with unclear expectations about team collaboration. Team Topologies addresses this by defining 3 essential interaction modes. Collaboration mode involves working closely with another team through frequent communication and shared goals. It's ideal for high adaptability needs, particularly when exploring new technologies or solving complex cross-boundary problems. While collaboration drives innovation through rapid feedback, it also increases cognitive load. X as a service mode works best when teams need a component, API, or platform that just works. This creates clarity about ownership with lower cognitive load. Success depends on well-chosen service boundaries and strong management practices. Facilitating mode suits situations where teams benefit from coaching. The facilitating team helps others learn quickly and identify common problems. This temporary mode focuses on knowledge transfer rather than direct work. Team topology's strength is its dynamic nature. Structures and interaction modes should evolve with organizational needs. Rather than designing static organizations, we need rules for adaptation, creating flexible frameworks that allow teams to respond to changing conditions while maintaining effectiveness. Key triggers signaling the need to evolve team structures include software growing too large for one team, slowing delivery, multiple services relying on complex underlying systems, teams blocking each other, excessive cognitive load, or new business capabilities requiring different team arrangements. A well-designed platform acts as a force multiplier when it serves application needs rather than dictating terms. Skelton and Pice advocate for a thinnest viable platform, TVP, approach that balances minimal size with accelerating software delivery. The simplest platform might begin as just a wiki page listing reliable components. Successful examples like Linux, Windows, Java VM, and Kubernetes reduce underlying complexity while exposing sufficient functionality. This reduces cognitive load, helping teams focus on differentiating aspects of their work. Effective platforms require proper service management with defined operational parameters, product management techniques, including roadmaps and customer engagement, and strong governance, clear criteria for additions, regular capability reviews, and the discipline to decline requests that don't benefit the broader developer community. Populo exemplifies team topologies in practice. They organized into matrix product teams, cross-functional groups owning specific product areas aligned to business domain-bounded contexts. Each team gained complete ownership of their domain, enabling them to scale from 16 to 70 people while maintaining fast flow of change. When evaluating boundaries, assess if your team could effectively consume or provide a subsystem as a service by examining API stability, deployment independence, and data autonomy. Good boundaries make subsystems ideal candidates for team assignment. Modern software delivery must integrate operation signals into development, creating a cybernetic feedback system for organizational self-steering. Well-defined teams and interaction patterns enhance organizational sensing capabilities, with teams functioning as the organization's senses connected by stable communication pathways. Team topologies represents a fundamental rethinking of human collaboration in building complex software systems. By acknowledging the socio-technical nature of software development, it provides a path for organizations struggling with digital transformation. The approach's strength comes from aligning human communication patterns with technical architectures. Designing team structures with cognitive load in mind, establishing clear interaction patterns, and evolving organizations based on feedback creates environments where innovation flourish. In a world where software defines competitive advantage, team organization matters more than ever. Team topologies offers a practical path to building organizations that respond to change, scale effectively, and deliver value continuously. The question isn't whether you'll reorganize your teams, it's whether you'll do so deliberately, with clear purpose, or let Conway's Law shape your architecture by default.